and welcome to another episode of Bros 3 Podcast for September 26, 2021. How you doing, fam? I say, how are you doing? Are you out there accomplishing things, getting goals accomplished and whatnot? Well, that's cool. And if you're not, guess what? It's still early. You got all day to be phenomenal. Now, before we start this thing, I want to say happy birthday to one of the bros. I'm not going to say who, I'm not going to say what, you know, because people like to take identities and whatnot. But yo, happy birthday, bro. I miss you on your podcast. All right, so let's just jump into this thing. So, I started a new job, right, about a month ago, something like that. And I know I equate a lot of things to jail. But starting a new job, it's kind of like, you know, going to jail, being incarcerated. Dang, that sounded way more sad than I wanted to, but it's true. Like, all right, so you get to the job, right? You have to learn a new schedule. And as soon as you go up in there, like, you got to know the routine, right? It's like, okay, there's a whistle. What does that mean? Oh, that means we eat breakfast. Okay, breakfast is at 5 a.m. You hear another whistle, a bell. Okay, what does that mean? Okay, it's lunchtime. Now somebody come in and yelling. What that mean? Oh, that mean get your clothes and change them in for clean clothes. Like, you know, like, there's all these new signals. Like, you have to navigate through a different world. It's like high school, I guess, you know? You kind of got the gist of what it might be, but you didn't sign up. You got to be there. You don't have to be there, but, you know, there's that. And then, right, so then you start trying to meet people. Because you need somebody to tell you what these things mean, right? And then, so you got your tray, right? And you're sitting there, you're trying to figure out what do you fit in at, right? So you just find a spot. Okay, this feels like a good place to be. I'm going to sit here. You sit there. And hopefully somebody make a conversation with you, you know? And then they tell you, yo, man, you got to watch out for this. You got to watch out for that. Okay, cool. What's your name? Oh, my name is Ice Pick. Oh, okay. It's nice to meet you, Ice Pick. My name is Tony. Okay, cool. Like, you see that guy over there pointing to some guy across the table? Don't trust that guy. Okay, cool. And then he points somebody. You see that person over there? Don't take nothing from him. Okay, cool. And then once you leave, like, you know, you might talk to somebody else. Like, hey, you talk to Ice Pick? Yeah, don't trust Ice Pick. Well, why not? Well, Ice Pick, you know, he ain't all there. Like, basically, like, he's a liar. So now you don't know who to trust. Do you trust Ice Pick? Do you trust this other person? It's the same thing at a job. You know, you start talking to these people. And you're like, okay, well, don't trust that guy. That guy's a snake. Okay, so now you're watching everybody, right? You got your back against the wall. You know, you're trying to figure out what to do and what not to do. Well, that's what I've been going through the last couple of days. And, okay, so now what? You know, like, okay, so, and then as you start moving, navigating things, you know, been there for a month, you're like, okay, well, that guy is a snake. That guy is a good guy. Okay, that guy is not qualified to be here, but I can learn something from him. You know, so I'm getting my wits about me. But I will say, with the schedule change, and because I'm the new guy, they actually called me Kid. Like, at 41, like, hey, what's up, Kid? Look around, who are you talking to? Because the last job, I was old school. Now, at my old job, everybody was, the new people were 20, and I was 40. So I was old school. Now, at my new job, I'm Kid. It's funny, like you but you play the role. You're the new guy, plus you're the Kid. All right, cool, I got that, it's not a problem. With the schedule change, though, there's certain things, because now I got to get up at like, I got to be at work at 5 o'clock in the morning, right? So I get there, and when we get there, like, the TV's on. The TV's on and the news is on. Old people love the news, right? So personally, I don't like watching because I have too many emotions, right? I watch the news and you hear about somebody missing, okay? And then you see like 50 people got shot in Chicago. That don't feel good. And then they show you a picture of a puppy, you know, who was doing something cute. Okay, well, that's cool. And it's like, oh, by the way, You know, your dollar in your pocket ain't worth nothing. Okay, I don't know how to feel about that. You know, like, it's a lot of emotion, so I don't really watch TV like that. Well, at my new job, the news is always on. And, like, people come in, right? They come in, and, like, you really start, because you knew, you're taking everything in. And, like, people come in at 5 o'clock in the morning, and they're like, some dude come in, and you see he got a CPAP machine. CPAP machine is like, basically, if you got sleep apnea, you stop breathing in the middle of the night. So you put this, you strap this mask on your face to basically keep pumping oxygen in your body. That way you don't stop sleeping. No, stop breathing while you sleep, right? So dude come in, he's like, hey, what's up? Good morning, everybody. I'm like, hey, what's going on? I'm sitting there, I see the, like, the indentations of the CPAP machine across his face, you know, and he's sitting there like, oh yeah, what's going on, man? You need to do this, you need to do that. Okay, cool. You see that? Like, you almost died last night. And yet you still smoking. But that's you. I mean, I can't, you know, it is what it is. Another guy come in, always chipper, always happy, drinking coffee, you know, and his breath stink. And the guy was talking, right? The sun was coming up, and he's talking to me. And I'm sitting there because I'm really intently listening. So I'm looking at him. And as he talking, like, he like spitting, like, you know, and, like, you know, now spit is like liquid death, right? Don't breathe on me. You know what I'm saying? 6 feet. As he talking, man, like, the sun glinted off this dude's space at a P word or something. Like, I need you to personally take care of this. And it was like, I saw the particles, the I saw it, like, it caught the it caught the sun. I'm like, oh, snap. So I took a step back. And, like, then I started watching. Like, he spits every time. This dude is just spewing his words. Like, it was like, oh. Like, and then but we got a mask on. I got a mask on. He ain't got no mask on. Like, I'm making all the faces. Like, and now I'm just amazed because this dude's like a human faucet. A fountain, if you will. Just spitting every time he talk. I'm like, nah, bro. No, so then that got me thinking, okay, I don't like that. So I'm like, what else don't I like? Like, and I know I'm always talking about things I don't like. I think it's easier to make fun of things you don't like because it sounds so absurd, right? Like, I don't like people who like their job too much. It weirds me out, right? Like, there's one thing to have to be gainfully employed. There's another thing to be so happy and so joyous. Like, I guess it boggles me a little bit. Like, okay, when you see, like, the guy, they have him on the news sometimes. The guy who, he's a traffic cop, right? But, like, as he's doing his job, he's waving traffic, right? Just, look, wave, come. All right, stop. You know, it's not a hard job, you know? But then when you see the guy who's dancing, you know, he's got Dolly Parton playing, working 9 to 5. I mean, he, like, just doing the most. Come on. Okay, now you stop. No. Like, I just, why are you so happy? It's 7 o'clock in the morning, right? It's traffic jam. And I know, you know, when people see that, it's like, okay, he's enjoying himself. Maybe my day might be a little bit brighter, right? But you're a traffic cop. You are a cop, right? So you might have to do some cop type stuff, right? So let's say, you know, some guy, a cop, he's the dancing cop, you know, because they play stuff like that on the news all the time. Hey, what's up? And now, to lighten up your traffic jam, here's a picture of the dancing cop. It's like, oh, look at him. He's enjoying the day. No Monday blues for this guy. Right. Well, okay, fine. You're a traffic cop. But then you got to do some cop stuff, right? Sad news today, as a former dancing cop shoots a kid in the back. And then, like, they got you sitting there because they always put you on the news. You in handcuffs. You all scruffy looking. So I'm like, I didn't know. I thought it was a gun. Apparently, the dancing cop mistakenly thought the kid reached for a gun and he killed him. Back to you, Chuck. Like, I just, the news. And speaking of news anchors, like, I was watching, WGN, right? Out of Chicago. And there's, like, 6 of them, I think. six of those news anchors, right? There's a guy, a black guy, he's non-threatening. He has the smoothest voice, very baritone like this, like, you know, sorry to tell you folks, apparently there's going to be thunderstorms all throughout the northwestern region. Like, his voice is so smooth, right? I see him, but they always have him away. Like, he ain't with the white people. The white people be in the studio, but he be away, right? Like, he be on location. Apparently there's flooding in Kenosha and the Kankakee Valley, all that stuff, right? But as I watch, I'm sitting there watching the dynamic between these people, because there's always some dry white guy, and he makes these dad jokes, right? I guess that's supposed to make you feel better about whatever's going on in the world. Like, you know, refugees are flying in from Afghanistan. Well, I guess I guess their arms are tired. Like, really corny, you know? And then there's a woman, a female anchor sometimes. There's some nondescript ethnicity person there. And then there's another person, a white woman. And I just noticed, like, the three or four people who are there, they don't like this one chick, right? So I'm sitting there watching the news, and everybody's, like, making slight banter. And one of the stories was, they taught these cows at this pasture or wherever they milk cows at. Dairy farm. Yeah, there you go. At this dairy farm, like, they potty trained them. So basically, like, when they got to poop, instead of just pooping right there, the cow excuses themselves, go poop, and then come back to get milked and, you know, eat, I guess, graze, right? So everybody like, oh, that's adorable. And I'm just going to call it Sandy. Sandy was like, don't y'all think it's inhumane that, like, you know, these animals, like, have to excuse themselves to go poop, and then we slaughter them? On the news, people was like, they was like, you could see it in their face, like, Sandy, that was too real for the news, like, get it together. Even the black guy on location was like, Sandy, like, come on. Like, but it's true. Like, I like Sandy because she was talking some real, you know. The thing is, on the news, you gotta have a great voice. You do. Like, you've never heard somebody with a lisp tell you, and today's top story, you know, several people were slaughtered doing a severely botched bank robbery. Like, you never hear that. Personally, I would like that. To me, that's just me. Yeah. So yeah, there's that. And that spitting thing, like, back to that. I know, you know, like, why you keep, dude, I was thinking about other people who used to be close proximity to other people. Old school singing groups. I don't even think they're singing groups anymore, but okay. I was watching a YouTube video or something, and there was an old video of The Barge. I don't know if y'all know them, but they was like a light-skinned singing group, non-threatening, very high voices. A good group, great group, right? They was all brothers and sisters and stuff. It was all like the Jacksons. It was like the mocha latte version of the Jacksons. Like, the Jacksons were coffee black, you know what I'm saying? Just straight black, big noses, all this thing. And, you know, The Barge was a lighter option, right? So anyway, they were singing about Big Macs, and they had this song. The Barge got this song, and if I had my setup, I would play the song called I Like It. Ooh, and I like it, butter bean, y'all be blowing my mind. Da, 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 ba, da, ba. I don't know the words. I like the way you comb your hair. I like the stylish clothes you wear. It's just the little things you do that make me want to get with you. And when I think of so I don't know, right? Anyway, they were saying, I like it. So back in like the 80s, they did a commercial for Big Macs. And you know, McDonald's slogans, ooh, 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 ooh. No, ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. Well, back then, I don't know, they sung the song, I like it, but they were talking about Big Macs. So it's like, ooh, and I like it. What? To all be patty, special sauce with pickles and with your sesame seed bun. I don't know, whatever. But it was like, ooh, 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 I like it. But the thing was, as they were singing, because it's five of them, it's a singing group, they turned to each other and said, I like it. And they was super close. Like, I was like, ugh. I love my bros. do not sing I like it right in my face. Like, right as I'm saying I like it. Like, because you might have some spittle, like, on your lip. And you go, I like it. Man, you spit in my mouth. Come on, Tito, Jermaine, Randy, Marlon. We out of here. That's the whole group. That's five of them. It's the Jackson Five. I just said five names. Well, you get what I'm saying. Do not sing in my face while my face is open. Please. And thank you. Speaking of which, I know I jump around a lot. I'm trying to work on that. My last podcast, I said that there were four village people. And then somebody sent me a text with like, oh, so you three of the four village people? I'm like, yeah. And I was trying to think, because as I was talking, I said, yeah, you know, four village people, because it's YMCA, right? It's four letters. I just assume it's four people, you know. Well, I Googled it. There's six of them. There's six village people. Now, I hope in your brain you're doing what I did. Okay, wait a minute. Because I'm trying to think of the outfits. Okay, wait a minute. There's six of them? There's six grown men singing YMCA? It's two brothers who don't have letters, right? So I was like, okay, wait a minute. There's a cowboy. There's a motorcycle man wearing leather pants, assless chaps, right? All right, so let's see. There's a Native American construction worker. I probably named, yeah, that's four people. So I'm like, well, what the other two brothers do? Like, while they were saying, it's fun to stay at the YMCA, it's six of y'all. I'm trying to think of six outfits. I can't think of six Halloween costumes. What, a ghost? Okay, wait a minute. Six people. Let's think. Native American. Cop. There's the biker. Native American cop. Biker. Now I'm down to three. So, yeah, there's just six of them. If I was in the group, personally, I'd be like, yo, can we sing a song with six letters? Like, I want my own letter. You know? Adopt a pet at the ASPCA. I'm still missing a letter. I can't even think of a six-letter word. Okay, let's see. I could think of a six-letter word, but to sing it? Nah, bro. Like, look, we... No. Okay, I went on a tangent there, but... at the news, I told y'all I was watching the news, right? I've been seeing things on the news, and, like, I just, like, why? Like, what's going on? Explain this to me, right? I saw there's a rapper. I don't know the brother's name. I'm just going to say Lil Uzi Vert, because it sounds like something that the young people listen to. There's a brother, Lil Uzi Vert, maybe, I don't know. He had a diamond put right in his forehead. Right in his forehead. This diamond was $24 million, right? You do what you want to, right? Live and let live is what I say. But brother had this diamond in his forehead, and he was on a concert, and he was performing. You know, I guess maybe, you know, he's using the diamond to signify that third eye being open. I get it, you know, or you manifest whatever you put your mind to, right? You got a whole $24 million sitting around your face, right? You ain't worried about nothing, right? I got money, you know, I see money, everything, I vision money, everything's money, 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 right? Well, I guess he was at a concert, and I think he did some stage diving, and somewhere in the middle of this concert, somebody plucked the diamond out of his forehead. And there's millions of people. Well, I ain't gonna say millions. There's thousands of people at the concert. You know, they're like, oh, it was a verse. You're so great. Yes, I will dive into the stage now, right? And then he jumps in the stage, jump off the stage, whatever, into the crowd. And now he's, you know, he's $24 million less rich. Look, all right, family, I'm gonna say this. I ain't no gangster, right? I go to work, in bed by 8:30, you know. Put cocoa butter on, you know, just regular dude. But I'm gonna tell you this. Back in my day, brought to you by Nostalgia, sha-na-na-na, right? Back in my early 20s, I was at this club called The Cave, right? It's in Gary, Indiana. You know, it was a nondescript building, but The Cave, their whole thing was, in the inside, it was designed like a cave, right? So you out there, you know, looking like you in bedrock or whatnot, right? I went there, you know, it is what it is. So as I go in there, well, first I park my car, right? I had a Malibu, Chevy Malibu. As I park the car, I park away from people, and I'm with my homie, right? We walking. As we walking through the parking lot, my homie said, "Yo, there's a Phantom, like a Rolls Royce Phantom, not like a Ghost, but you know, an expensive car." And I was like, "Okay, like I see it, but I don't care." And he was like, "Man, look at that." I'm okay, yeah, it's an expensive car. He was like, "Man, who pulled up in that?" I'm like, "I don't know. I really don't care, right? I'm going and get my $3 beer, you know, hold the wall." But yeah, it's like that is an odd thing that you pointed out. Well, we get up in this mug, right? We get up in the cave after we get patted down and whatnot. I thought they had a strobe light in there, right? This light is reflecting and refracting. I'm getting all the rainbow right in my face, like, ah, that's bright. Like, I actually, like, what the heck is that, right? And it's coming from high up. So I'm assuming, you know, it's a disco ball. I'm like, they didn't handle disco ball. What is that, right? Well, it was a basketball player. When the brother turned his head, I could see. I was like, oh, okay, cool. You know how Ludacris say my diamond's so bright, they blinding people? Yeah, he blinded me. I was like, Jesus. And he turns his head, like, oh. And then my homie, who was a whole... I don't know. He was starstruck. Oh, man, that's Glenn Robinson. That's a basketball player. Okay, cool. I don't care. Like, you know, man, look, is he going to buy me a beer? All right, well, then move around, right? So as I looked, because the brother was tall. I'm 6'3". Brother had to be like 6'8", something like that. I'm sitting there looking like, man, I could catch homie slipping. Like, dude, like one of them diamonds. Like, you know, I wouldn't be set, but I'd be okay. And if I catch him coming out the car, like outside... Hit him with a crowbar, jump in the Phantom. Like, I could buy like a whole block of housing here. What I'm saying is this. Don't tempt people. Because I was like, I kept thinking, like, why would you bring this car into the hood? You know what I'm saying? Okay, yeah, you shining. Yeah, success. We in the cave, bro. You know what I'm saying? You could have rented a Honda Accord without the big diamonds. Like, why flash your wealth when homies ain't got that type of money? Because, you know, some of us out here starving, man. I came to the club with a Daily Double in my stomach and buying a $3 bill, and you out here shining like I won't come see about you, you know? So now you're gonna jump in the crowd with $24 million jewel just resting on your brow like that. I got to have it, cuz you know how much tickets cost to get into a concert? I don't know, I ain't been to a concert in a very long time. But yeah, you jump in the crowd if you want to. Yeah, come to daddy. Yeah. And yes, I'm going to pluck it. I'm going to wrestle it out of your forehead. Okay, because back in my day, like, rappers used to wear whole chains, like big boy chains. You know what I'm saying? We call them dookie ropes, man. Like, I just realized I said dookie. But like, it was a thick, solid gold situation, right? And sometimes rappers would jump in the crowd, like, hey, everybody, wave your hands, make some noise, clap your hands, everybody. And then Cool Moe Dee would jump in the crowd, and then somebody might yank that chain, yoink. And guess what happened? They had bodyguards that would run up in there and they'd kick somebody, tookie. You know what I'm saying? My whole thing is this, man. You got a jewel, a single diamond emblem, like you Vision from the Avengers. Just sitting on your brow. And what Thanos do? Thanos like, yo, homie, let me get that. Vision was like, my mama gave me this. Nah, bro, I need that Infinity Stone. Yoink. Pop that boy whole forehead off. Okay? I mean, it's not even a heist to take a jewel from somebody's brow, bro. Like, that would be the most terrible Ocean's 11 movie ever. You know what I'm saying? There's some music, some heist music. Boom, 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 boom. Right? All right, so here's our mark. Lil Uzi Vert. Ain't no brother coming down from selling no Mission Impossible. Yo, man, let me get that about your forehead, dog. No, not my jewel. Clip, yeah, got to have it. And guess what? Even if his bouncers or security came off the stage, hey, man, who got the dime? Who got the dime? You close your fist. You can't nobody see it. Or if you're really scared, they might stop you as you make your egress. I think that means leaving. Swallow the diamond. It might have a little sweat on it, but it's okay. Look, you got $24 million in your belly. Get in my belly, $24 million. Or, you know, put up the poop shoot. I mean, prison rules still apply on the outside. What else? Man, okay, watching the news, right? I saw something which was horrific, I guess, but also phenomenal, right? So this is the BTP news. Do I do the song? I'm not doing the song. Well, why not? Oh, when I wake up in the afternoon, you leave me confused. That's not the words. No, nobody bring me no brand news. Cause I wake up already negative and I'm something with my views. So don't nobody bring me no bad news. Oh, no bad news. No bad news. Is that don't you? Okay, y'all know the song. Well, if you don't know, it's the Wiz. No bad news. All right. So our top story was, I don't have it on me, but I just saw it on the news, right? A drunken firefighter flipped his fire truck. Now, to me, this is epic levels of confusion, but awesome, right? All right, so, this is how I go down. I mean, they actually gave me the story, but skip that story. I mean, we got the what happened. But the backstory to it, it's got to be, like, phenomenal, right? All right, so this is how it goes down in my brain, right? You're a firefighter, right? And you like, okay, cool. I think firefighters, like, work 24 hours and then they all 48 hours or something like that, right? You're supposed to be alert. You're supposed to be ready. Like, you're supposed to get cats out of trees. You're supposed to get, save burning orphanages orphan places where they keep orphans. Orphanage. That's a word I haven't said in like 20 years since I saw a little orphan Annie. Orphan. Orphanage. Yeah, that sounds about right. Orphan. Okay. Anyway, you got to go save, you know, kids from burning houses and stuff. That, you're supposed to be alert. You got a duty, man, right? There's firefighters. There's policemen. Yeah, y'all the safe place, right? If somebody, if a teenage mom have a kid and she don't want the kid, she's supposed to be able to drop it off to the fire station, apparently, in Indiana. No questions asked. Like, you know, they open up the door, you ring the doorbell, I guess. They open the door, there's a baby there. Even Tom and Jerry, like, they left a note. You ain't got to do that. Like, you just don't have a kid no more, right? Oh, you open, okay, so you, anyway, all right. All right, I'm getting off track. Getting off track here. So, yeah, you a firefighter, right? And you like, ah, man, don't worry about it, man. I'm going to have me a sip. I'm having a little nip. A little nip tuck, right? So you maybe have a little bit too much of a nip, too much of a sip, right? Because you're like, you know, don't nothing ever happen. I got a cushy job. And all of a sudden that alarm go off, right? That's not the alarm that sound, but it's the loud dingy bell thing, right? That's not it either. Jesus. I got to work on sound effects. Anyway, the bell goes off, right? And everybody jump up and you drunk. Like, what's going on, right? So you got to get your clothes on. You're like, oh, man, there's a 5-alarm fire at the old Johnson Estate, right? His barn is on fire, right? So you getting ready, right? You put your boots on. You slide your spinners up with the big pans and whatnot. And then, like, you got to go down that pole, right? If you're drunk, it's hard to do a lot of things, right? But you get dressed. And he had to do it in record time because they didn't leave him. That's the thing. And you slide down that pole. Look, if you're drunk, I don't know. Like, I'm sliding down a stripper pole. I ain't gonna lie. I probably hung. I'm coming like a wrecking ball. Like, I'd be like, ooh, I'm a thot tonight, right? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm thotting it, right? The whole situation. You slide down a pole. Boom, you hit the deck. And he's like, hey. Because the alarm's still going off. That's not the alarm, but you get this, what I'm saying. An alarm is going off. He's like, they throw you the keys. Like, can you drive? Everybody's had that moment in their life when somebody throw you the keys or, like, you about to get your car, like, dang, can I do this? And dude was like, yeah, man, I got it, man. Where we going? 1, 2, 3, over B Street. Okay, man, 1, 2, ooh. And, you know, he jump up and start up the fire engine. And, you know, the alarm's still going off. He did that, like, that drunk, like, pep talk. Okay, man, you got this. Ooh, breathe, slap yourself a couple times. All right, sober up. Like, you start the siren and stuff, and he pulls out. He's like, okay, look left, look right, look left, look right again. Okay, cool. He's like, just follow the yellow line. Follow the yellow, big bro. I get to the fire. That's just not a problem, right? He's driving and whatnot. And they like, are you cool? Like,
yeah, man, yeah, I do this, man. I drive better drunk. Personally, man, that fire better watch out for us.
And that's, like, I'm assuming he took a turn, right? Took a turn too fast. And it was an embankment. Because they showed a picture of the fire truck. And he flipped it. Like, it was on top. Like, it was on the top part that's supposed to be to the sky. The roof. That's what it is. The roof. The roof was in a ditch. Like, so basically, it was upside down. The wheels was up. Like, you know, like, thoughts had it. Legs up. Yeah, that's the wheels was up, right? And he got arrested, which, I mean, it's fine, but I was like, okay, if you were driving, like, what happened to the fire? Like, you know, I mean, fires burn, I get it, but you supposed to been saving somebody. What happened to the person? Or better yet, like, did they have to call a fire engine to the fire engine? Because most fire departments, they respond to medical emergencies more than fires. Fun fact, I guess. I don't know. Also, all right, I'm changing the subject. This is me changing the subject. I guess there's a debate online. Well, they were asking people, would they rather have $500,000 or a dinner with Jay-Z? Right? One brother was like, I'd rather have dinner with Jay-Z. And everybody on the internet was like, you stupid. And he was like, nah, man, you don't get it, man. Like, he gonna give me jewels, you know, he gonna tell me how to do some things. And, you know, I'd rather, you think, y'all thinking short term. You gotta think long term. Dinner with Jay-Z, he's a billionaire. Have dinner with Jay-Z. Everybody was like, nah, I'd rather have $500,000. Right? My whole thing is this, right? If anybody ever offers you dinner with a person or life-changing money, take the money. Like, I don't, there's not a lot of people in this world I want to sit down and eat with, especially when they spit and stuff. Bada bop bop bop, they spitting it, you know. There's a lot of people there's like a handful of people I want to eat with anyway, right? I don't want, how would I justify turn down money, life-changing money, in exchange for a meal, right? So I'm gonna pull up in my 2016 Chevy Cruze. I'm gonna pull up to Chez Creton, bistro, French name, like, you know. I'm gonna eat, right? And who's to say we're going to an expensive restaurant? And who foots the bill? There's a lot of questions I don't know. Would you rather have money? Yeah, the answer is money. Like, I don't, would you rather have money or, no, there's no or, give me the money, run me the loot, that's it, right? So you sit there, right, you go to the restaurant, and you're sitting there eating with Jay-Z, and Jay-Z is telling you, like, he might not even open up to you, you know, personally, like, look, I'm contractually obligated to be here, crazy, Hove, all right, Hove, can you tell me how to, like, you know, become a millionaire? Pass the bread. Like, I don't, look, you don't. And then what, you gonna go to your job the next morning and be like, you know, I had dinner with Jay-Z, and you gonna show him some pictures? Well, you back at the Wingstop, right? You putting lemon pepper on dry rub wings, bro. Like, you stupid, right? I don't know. Like, I've been seeing a whole bunch of apps, right? No, I've been seeing a whole bunch of commercials, ads for apps. Like, are you a hustler? Do you like flexible hours? Like, do you want to make your own money? Like, you can download, and this is an actual app called Bacon. You can download the Bacon app, and you can, like, basically hustle. I don't know, like, even the Lyft and the DoorDashes and the Ubers and the Grubhub. Like, dude, when I get off of work, I'm hungry. And I'd be damned if I, like, on my off time, take food to other people. I'm sitting there smelling food. Your car smells like KFC and Popeye. Like, ooh, that so smell good. But you got to go take it to somebody else. Man, look, no. It's not happening. If I go pick up some food, I'm eating it. That's just it. And you're talking about you a hustler. If you a hustler, man, sell crack. Okay, fam, don't sell crack. I'm just saying, like, it's like, yo, you a hustler? You grinding? You out here getting it? Why don't you just deliver Big Macs on your days off. Nah, I'm cool. I can't do it, man. Like, because I was sitting there like, it's weird that you can work 40 hours a week, whatever you do, and not have enough money to sustain yourself. Like, you have to get a side hustle. Don't y'all think that's a little weird? Like, your job demands 40 hours from you a week, and you can't make ends meet, so you have to get a secondary job, right? I mean, you do what you gotta do. You do what you gotta do for your family and friends. I get it. But, like, I saw one Uber app or Lyft or something. Like, the one was bragging, talking about, and I get to keep 100% of my tips. Well, you should, right? Like, then I started thinking, like, don't strippers keep 100% of their tips? And I'm like, dang, no, they don't. They don't. But I was like, prostitutes, right? They keep 100% of their tips, right? I'm like, no, they don't. They gotta pay a pimp. And I saw a video, right, a couple years ago. This dude, I guess, the video comes in, there's the dude walking into a gas station or something, and there's a woman following him, and the woman is very upset. She's not emotionally there. And she's like, you owe me $40. Like, you gonna give me my $40. And the guy's walking away like, look, ma'am, I don't do it. And then, because the woman was like, no, like, I just S-O-D, and you gonna give me my $40. And the dude was like, ma'am, like, you're making an ass of yourself, like, right now. Like, don't do this. He's like, no. And she fought this dude. My thing is this. If that woman S-O-D for $40, you think she won't fight you for $40? Like, dude, you seriously underestimated this person. Like, no, $40 is $40. Now, if I did the most for the $40, you think I won't do the most to get my $40? Yeah, they got into a fight, man. It was a big display of beer cans or some kind of cans. And, like, she had them all over, like, rolling on top of them. And the guy was like, ma'am, I don't know this woman. Like, dude, we both know. If this woman's fighting you for $40, she did something for that $40. And you should have just paid her instead of trying to play her. That's just it. I think that's the part where I'm gonna end it with that. Pay what you owe. Don't put jewels in your face, cause somebody might come see about you. Oh, one more thing. There's a rapper, right? I never heard of him before, but I seen it on on the Facebook. This brother, I think he's a Wayne guy. His name was Den Sur. I do believe that's his name. D-E-N space S-U-H, I guess. Anyway, the brother, he shaved his head and he had gold chains, like, put into his head. So it looked like he had, like, braids, but they were gold chains. So imagine mystical, right? But those braids, just imagine them being gold chains. And he had, you know, grill in his face or whatever. The older I get, the more I just do it. Like, I just look at things. I'm like, okay, this is what we're doing. Like, I got questions. Like, how do you, all these people putting jewels and stuff in their face and hairline and whatnot. Like, how do you fix it to your face? Like, you know, doctors, do they, because they say surgically, they say, so that means he had to have surgery. But, like, how do you, as a doctor, you, a guy come in like, hey, cool, hey, man, my name this, so, yo, man, check this out, man, would you be so kind, Dr. Man, as to put these gold chains here, let me put these in your hand, I need you to put those into my cranium. Your skull, your cranium? Yeah, man, right there, man. I want it, like, shiny, man. You can eat when I sleep, man. I want people to see me shiny, man. Like, as a doctor, wouldn't you be like, no, I took a Hippocratic oath to do no harm. And plus, this is stupid. But the doctor be like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. You out here like, man, oh, my God, I'm killing the gang. Good. Look at my head, man. That's shiny. I don't, look, as an older person, I see a lot of things. I just shake my head, like, you know. Cause I don't get it. I don't get it. But I guess it's not for me to get. All right, fine. You know, all right. One more thing, right? Since we're talking, right? I've been learning, well, I've been seeing, we outgrow certain things, right?
We as people.
Like, you know, certain things that you like at 14, you might not like at 40, you know? And it's evolving, growing, and it's beautiful, right? But sometimes you look back at certain things, like, you know, as you're 40, you look back, it's 14, you're like, oh, I was stupid. Like, that was a bad decision. But hopefully you grew from it, right? Well, like, I was sitting there thinking, like, because as we get older, like, I see celebrities, right? And they're getting older too, right? But at a time, there was a time when people bragged about, like, being with other, like, being with famous people. Like, okay, what I'm saying is this, like, somewhere in the world, right, somebody's auntie was bragging about sleeping with Bobby Brown. Just let that sink in. And yeah, we're thinking about Bobby Brown now, right? But back in the 90s, like, Bobby Brown was hot. Like, every little step he took, you will be there, right? Like, people used to throw their panties and drawers at Tito Jackson. I mean, I know it's hating now, I guess, because he's like 50, 60, like got arthritis and stuff. And he was never even a good dancer, right? He played the bass. And like, yeah, of course they wanted to sleep with, you know, Mike. But Mike was aloof, you know, it was the 80s. And some, your auntie, you know, she's saved and sanctified now. You know, she, you know, yeah, she snuck into a hotel room. Sleep with Tito, man. It's just crazy, like Flavor Flav. Like, your auntie would tell you, like, you know, if you don't get your life together, you're going to hell. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, she gave Flavor Flav, you know, HJ. And he was wearing a clock, you know, and she bragged about that. When she got back to the hood, she jumped down like 87 Firebird or Fiero or something. She got back, like, girl, you never guess what I did. What'd you do? Man, you know Flavor Flav, Public Enemy. I went to that Public Enemy concert. Like, oh, word? Yeah, did you take Flavor Flav's clock? Nah. But guess what I did do? I took his bed, Janice. Hi. That was 87 now. Like, like, I take. You sleep with Flavor Flav? Say, what? No. The devil is a lie. It makes me laugh. Oh. And we can even bring it up a little closer. Like, I was thinking about, what? The group NSYNC. Everybody, you know, everybody liked Justin Timberlake. But there was some weird girl who liked, you know, the non-popular ones. JC and the other boy with the braids. I don't know. I won't say his name's Chris Kilpatrick, but that don't sound right. You know. And at an NSYNC concert, everybody rocked their body. Backstreet's back all right. I guess NSYNC is not Backstreet, huh? I don't know. Anyway. Like, somebody snuck behind, they snuck into a hotel room, right? Like, and dressed up as a maid or went in the laundry and, like, popped up, like, surprise. They was in there with dirty drawers and stuff. And they, like, you know, they saw Joey with his little spike tips, you know, spiky hair and gel tips and stuff. And they, you know, they ravished him. And now look at him, he's on, like, celebrity loser. Celebrity weight loss. One of them shows where people lose weight. You know, I used to be famous back in the 2000s. And now look at me. I'm trying to get my life back together. All right, whatever. All right, fam. I love y'all. I know this was all over the place, but I hope it put a smile on your face. If you did, man, like, share, subscribe. If you don't, then, you know, guess what? We'll try again next week. I love y'all so much. Be good. All right. Later.